want to win every game. So standards, I think it's always been a curse since I've been here, and regardless of what personnel's there. We've got high standards that we set ourselves in training. We've got a mantra that we want the players to work for each other, that they give all for the shirt week in, week out. And that doesn't change no matter who we're playing. The Championship is a real tough division. And just because we've had teams on paper last month, people class as teams that are up there for promotion, doesn't make the next few games any easier, because it's relentless. You've got a new manager going in after that, you've got a newly promoted team after that, and then you're suddenly into Christmas with some other big teams coming around. So it's just a Championship, relentless but enjoyable.
You've touched on Wolves there. Plenty of changes clearly over this course of this international break. Is it a bit of an unknown quantity situation in terms of the work you can do? I guess you can know the players, but maybe not what Paul Lambert's going to do with them.
Yeah, I can work out sort of and analyse the players that they've got on their staff. I can work out what Paul might do as a manager, but what he's going to throw together in terms of the personnel and systems, etc., is very difficult for anybody to try and work out. So we'll try and do what work we need to be done on Wolves as much as we can. There might be a few surprises along the way when the team sheet comes out on Saturday from them, but it's about the work that we've done as well, maintaining the good habits that we've imposed on the players over the last few weeks and what they've done on the opposition. That's been hard to beat, hard working, take chances, be ruthless, all the basic ingredients of the success that we've had.
Any surprise to see Paul Lambert back in relatively quickly?
I think any manager who loses the job and has got a real hunger and desire wants to get back in as quickly as possible at the right club as well. And Paul obviously felt that Wolves was a good opportunity. It is a big football club, obviously got foreign owners in there, but he'll go in and try and do whatever's required to get a big football club back to where they think they belong. And then that's ultimately the Premiership, like every other team in the Championship want to try and achieve.
Yeah, I think you've said this a few times this season. It seems like every week you're coming up against one of these, quote, big clubs. Do you just get used to it?
Well, it is. It's the Championship. That's what you're up against every week. Big names, big players. That's why it's one of the biggest leagues in Europe. And that's why it's watched so much, so like the scrutiny of it all. That's why probably to a certain degree that the pressure that you're under as a Championship manager reflects sort of how many managers have lost their job because of the scrutiny that you're under. But it is a big league to be involved in, but it's a good one because you're testing yourselves week in and week out against different systems, different players and different managers.
Is it becoming as tough as the Premier League in that respect, in terms of that scrutiny and the time you get in the job?
You could possibly say it's even tougher, because in the Championship, everybody wants the golden ticket of getting into the Premiership. The teams that are in the Premiership are there, basically. So they've got to try and make sure that they stay there forever along the need to, or the managers that are at the top end need to be winning trophies. But I think Premiership managers tend to get more time than Championship managers, because everybody's after the golden ticket of promotion and ultimately parachute payments.